Deal this story, please. Then on to Miami on Saturday, two screenings. And then on Sunday at 1 o'clock, another screening as well at the O Cinema. Next week, we'll be in Sheffield, England, and in Belfast, Ireland, and then on to Vermont. You can check our website, democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your afternoon news brief. Starting with some traffic updates as we head into the afternoon and evening commute. Cranbrook Street between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue is closed weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. for the School Street program at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School. Expect delays on King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road, where Utilities Kingston is installing new water and sanitary mains with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Drivers may also encounter delays on Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, as crews install new intersection pedestrian signals. Construction continues on Johnson Street between University Avenue and Aberdeen Street for storm sewer improvements through July 30th. Motorists should expect delays on Taylor Kidd Boulevard between Coronation Boulevard and Collins Bay Road for paving and roadway improvements. Expect delays on Princess Street between Montreal and Bagot, where traffic is reduced to one lane for utility repairs. Beginning today, Highway 15 between Highway 2 and Middle Road will see delays during the day for crack sealing work through June 10th. Enclosures Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William remains closed for construction activity, while Berry Street near Queen Street is closed for work at 283 Queen. Princess Street between Frontenac and Division remains closed as part of the city's major reconstruction project. Wright Crescent between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent is closed for roadway repairs and pedestrian safety improvements. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street Community Space Project. Colburn Street between Barrie and Main remains closed until June 5th, and University Avenue between Johnson and Earl is also closed until June 5th for utility work. Finally, Leo Lake Road at Highway 15 will have intermittent closures between 8:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. through June 12th for rock excavation work. Now looking at the weather for the rest of the day, we're expecting still sunny skies with a few clouds and a high of 24. The UV index sits at 8 or very high. Later on tonight, we'll have a few clouds rolling in and a low of 11. This has been your quick afternoon news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Good morning to all the photographers in Yorkville, Toronto. And welcome to another episode of Be Banter. On
CFRC Radio. My name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're recording again. We're recording again on Discord today. You know what's up.
You know what that means.
The moment you hear the air horn, you know. Oh. And hit him with the quack. Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know, come on. You know what I mean. Okay, beautiful. We don't have a beard today. But yeah. It's okay. We're actually both on MDMA, so it's gonna be fine.
That's a joke. That's a joke for the censors. That's a joke. We do not condone illicit drug use. Mm-hmm. Period.
I'm gonna start this week. I'm saying that. So the first song I'm gonna play is "Dumbest Girl Alive" by 100 Gex.
Well, yes.
Off of our Dylan Brady high from last week.
Mm-hmm.
I literally had no idea what they looked like when I saw Dylan Brady at Palomosa. Like Marg had to be like, "Oh, that's the boy one from 100 Gex."
Right.
But I think this, like, I wasn't a huge 100 Gex listener like in high school and stuff. But this song and, like, Hollywood Baby,
mm-hmm.
I listen to a lot.
Hollywood Baby might be the best song, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way.
Just by the way.
And that's beautiful. And then, speaking of older hits, I was re-listening to my CD of The Styx by Mother Mother. So, banger. Banger album.
Oops, Sarah's dog is barking a lot.
Don't worry about it. My dog ate my homework. Okay, play on.
Woo!
I took 10 pills today. I got bruises on my thighs. Plus, I gave away my brain. I'm the dumbest girl alive. I got lightning in my veins. Walk around like Frankenstein. I did science on my face. I'm the dumbest girl alive. Never ask me what I think. Don't know why you even try. Cause I always get it wrong. I'm the dumbest girl alive. Money coming from my mouth. Money coming from my eyes. And I keep on losing count. I'm the dumbest girl alive. And I'm picking up the pace. I'm so happy I could die. Put emojis on my grave. I'm the dumbest girl alive. And I feel so dangerous. But you say I'm doing fine now. Guess that's how it goes. I'm the dumbest girl alive. Text, 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 text. Like you're trying to start a fight. Yeah, I'll fucking text you back. I'm the dumbest girl alive.
Why you wanna pout? Is there something in your eye? Can you show me how?
Can you show me how to
cry?
Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF. To get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
You just listened to Dumbest Girl Alive by 100 Gex and The Sticks by Mother Mother.
Bangers.
Bangers, come on.
You never let up on that Mother Mother. That's one thing about you.
No, Mother Mother, like, I have such deep-rooted memories with them, especially, like, I remember my parents and, like, Jacob surprised me when I was in grade 6 with Mother Mother tickets, and, like, they took me out to Greek food at the Danforth, and then were like, by the way, we're seeing Mother Mother after this.
That's so beautiful.
And, like, I remember being, like, 13 and being able to, like, to sing every single word to every single Mother Mother song.
You're real, so they you're come back true to me this. You're not new to this.
I was true to this, but then they started loving themselves and their body because they're, I think they're the deepest, like, most evident, like, body dysmorphia, self-hatred body music.
Wait, what? Really? Like,
all of their music is so much about, like, hating your body and, like, dealing with body dysmorphia, and they're, like, so evident about the lyrics. They don't, like, I don't know, some bands like 21 Pilots are also, like, suicidal coded, but nothing like Mother Mother. They did it different.
Right.
Like, Oh My Heart, that whole album that got really popular a year ago, that whole album, every single song is, like, crazy body dysmorphia lyrics.
Whoa. See, I didn't even touch that.
And you know I ate it up when I was counting my calories. I was, like, putting that in my ears, in my calorie tracking app, bro.
All right, that's enough, guys. We do not condone. We do not condone disordered eating. We do not condone.
No, but I'm just, like... And now they, and, like, good for them, now all their songs are, like, I got love, love my body.
All their songs are, I got my tooth removed, da-da-da-da-da.
I got my tooth removed. That's, I think that's from the same album as Dumbest Girl Alive, right?
I think so, yeah.
But, yeah, okay. Beautiful. You like
that? Well, I'll play my first two of the episode, which are going to be When Love Had Just Begun by Marcy. You know, beautiful. I got to. And I'm also going to be playing Lucky by Erica DeCazier. Is that how you say her name?
Erica DeCazier, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Beautiful. Let's play it. Play him.
so deep. Looked at me wearing a white tee. Shows you off in a nice way. And when I talk to you, you hear what I say. I walk by you real slow. Really think they do, but they don't know. Time with you goes by too fast. Words that I could never ever tell ya. Do I like this? Do I like that? You make it real easy to love you right back. Lucky, lucky me, you look what I got. Don't worry, you got my back. Another night, another night, another night, another night. I need you. I need you. Tempting to say I'll never let go. Cold and hating so gray. But see, whenever only you, it's okay. I walk by you real slow. Really think they do, but they don't know. Time with you goes by too fast. Words that I could never ever tell ya. Do I like this? Do I like that? You make it real easy to love you right back. Lucky, lucky me, you look what I got. Don't worry, you got my back. Another night, 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 another night.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
You just listened to When Love Had Just Begun by Marcy and Lucky by Erica DeCazier on CFRC Radio. Clap for that. Clap for that.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Erica DeCazier
is wonderful.
Sorry.
Oh.
No, you go first.
Oh, she's wonderful. She toured in Toronto, I think, while we were still in Kingston, which is upsetting, but it's okay. Yeah. I like that, like, her, Smurs, and Fine are all in, like, the same, like, sphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful.
It's beautiful. I was going to say that you were just discussing your Primavera lineup.
Yes, I'm going to Primavera in Portugal, not the Barcelona one.
But there's so many crazy people.
Smurs is playing at it. Mm-hmm. But I know in Portugal, like, the clubs and stuff like that don't open until, like, 1 or 2. But I was like, oh, maybe the festival won't be like that. No, baby. Nina Dorache's on at 2:40 a.m.
That's serious business.
Oh, and you know what my favorite thing is? Is they have a Zin stage. Like, you know how each stage is usually sponsored by something?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell yeah. You know. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
This is where they're feeding your addiction.
I'm gonna go see Black Country New Road at the Zen stage.
Oh hell no!
My first day. I'm gonna guide you guys through my first day. Okay. I'm guiding you through my first day. My first day at Primavera. There's a few smaller artists at like earlier in the day. They start at like 1, 2, 3. So maybe I'll go for some of those that I don't really know so much. But Big Thief, Ethel Kane, VXX, Kneecap, and then Nina Durachi. That's my first night.
Fab.
Beautiful. Second night, Mark William Lewis, Panda Bear, Slow Dive, Vagaboys, Black Country New Road, Gorillaz, Water From Your Eyes, Bad Gal, Joey Valance and Bray.
That's crazy.
Come on, Joey Valance and Bray on at 3 a.m.
Bruh.
I'm excited to see the Gorillaz. Like,
yeah, that'd be lit.
It's going to be so cool. Slow Dive will be really good. I'm excited to see Mark William Lewis. This is all bald head.
Right. Okay.
It's going to be so beautiful.
That's so lit. Well, I'm a little jealous.
Oh, wait. Sorry. The festival's 4 days. And then the third day. Let me tell you the other day.
Oh,
let me keep going. Jade, Sudan Archives, Smurs, Massive Attack, Idols, Fake Mink. And then there's some DJs. Like, I don't know who Model Actress is.
Oh, my God. They're really good. You should listen to their album. I forgot the name of it, but it's the one with like the iron gate as the cover. I think it's called Pirouette. It's really good. Okay.
Well, they're on at 2:40 a.m. So I'm so excited to see them then.
Right. I think you.
I'm gonna see Fake Mink at the Zen stage, guys.
Louis V. Sandos.
Me seeing Fake Mink at the Zen stage gonna sound like this.
That's what I'm saying. Well, guys, I'm gonna play my next two songs. Why not? Which are gonna be.
Is it on my turn?
Oh, did I just go? Oh, did I do that? You're right.
Oh, you did that. Silence Woman again. Stop that.
All right, play your song.
I'm gonna play my next two songs. Come on, thank you. New Feeble Little Horse album out.
Yeah.
Out today. Well, today on the day of recording, May 26th, it is out. Beautiful. I love the cover. It's beautiful. I'm playing Guts from that album. Beautiful. And then I'll be playing new A4A5 song that came out in April. I Feel Fantastic.
Yeah, let's do it.
Play it.
Yeah. every day you tell me it changes. I don't believe you. How can you know the end when we've never been here? You say we win, but I don't believe you. It goes faster and faster. Everything passes, then it comes back and forth and back and forth. Nothing makes any sense, and we keep pretending. Tell me the ending. I don't believe you. Look me in the eye when you say it this time. This time, right in the eye when you're saying that these days won't always blur right into one. Give me a proof there are days with these at all. Ran on too many times into a wall. Now this headache feels so familiar, and if nothing would be enough to trust, I got anything that I want. I just talk. Somebody will tell me what to do. Now it's too close to touch, too much too soon.
Too much too soon.
This is an awesome physical sensation. You are in good hands here. If there is even a danger, our team will be notified and tell us.
It will all be crystal clear. All your doubt will dissolve and disappear. There's a plan that's too delicate to share. There's a chance it would fall apart. Soon you're gonna forget it ever hurt. When you get all the best out of the worst, I can't give you all of the answers first. You could give up before it starts.
Visit The Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
You just listened to Guts by Feeble Little Horse and I Feel Fantastic by 8485 on CFRC.
Those songs made me feel fantastic.
Oh my god, my outfit is fantastic. Oh my god. Oh
wait, what? God. Don't ever say that again.
Beautiful. How do you like the new Feeble Little Horse? I'm so excited.
Are you gonna go to the show?
Happy about it too. Huh?
Are you gonna go to the show in October?
I would love to.
I haven't listened to the full record yet, so I'm not sure. But that song is crazy.
Would you go with me?
I have to listen to the album first, and then I'll decide.
Okay. It's so good. And one thing I'm happy about that they did is, like, they literally released, like, 5 days ago this album was coming out today.
I love that. I hate when people go on, like, month-long album release cycles. It pisses me off so bad.
Yes. Yeah, also, but it makes me, like, right when the album comes out, it makes me want to listen to it right away. Whereas when I know something is coming out for a long time, it's like, okay. It takes me a much longer time to get around to it. But this makes me so excited to listen. You're so excited when you hear that an album is being announced.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that, like, unless it's like people with like Taylor Swift, it's not the same. But like, this was like, oh my God, 5 days ago, I was so excited. And now I'm just as excited to listen to it.
Right. No, I think like, I think maximum 2.5 weeks should be the like turnaround time by the time like you announce the album to when you drop it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anything longer than that, you're dragging it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll play my next two songs, which are going to be Transformation by Howard Shore from the Videodrome soundtrack. I was just thinking a lot about Videodrome this week, and I was listening to this soundtrack, and I was like, this is lit, and he's Canadian. And I'm also be playing Tourist by Patch Plus. I don't even know if that's right, but Patch Plus, shout out.
Play him.
Health Resource Center is a confidential, non-judgmental information referral service for all things sex, sexuality, and sexual health. We are located in room 215 of the LaSalle Building at 146 Stewart Street on Queen's University campus. We are open to clients from Queen's, St. Lawrence College, RMC, and the wider Kingston community. We offer sexual health and pleasure products at cost, such as 20-cent condoms and $3 pregnancy tests. Follow us on Instagram at SHRC Kingston for daily hours, center updates, and news about upcoming events.
You just listened to Transformation by Howard Shore and Tourist by Patch Plus on CFRC Radio.
Bangers!
Two bangers. Two bangers.
Guys, I just got a new iPhone and I can send RCS messages.
Okay.
Don't
break
play.
It down for me. What is RCS? I don't know what that means.
It means like photos and videos from an iPhone to an Android without it like compressing your images and videos.
Oh.
You could have done it if you had like a really upgraded iPhone, like a new iOS.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, I couldn't, so whenever I send photos to an Android, it, like, got compressed.
Oh, I see. How many gigs do you have on your phone?
256.
Okay. And how much is available? Is it a lot? She don't know. It's okay.
Because I transferred everything onto my new phone, so I have half now.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's lit.
Yep. Guys, I'm making money moves with my iPhone 17 purple.
She just had to get the purple.
Had to get the purple. You know I love purple like that. I'm like that girl whose house is all green, but purple. What's new with us? What do we have to share with the group?
Honestly, not much. I've just been unemployed.
Hey, me too.
I've been applying to jobs. Honestly, I do feel like I am going a little crazy, like, just having, like, nothing to do all day except like
yes I'm going write cover sick letters. In the heck crazy
and,
but it's okay because I'm going to Portugal on Saturday.
Hey, can I just say though, if I'm overdoing cover letters for like BS jobs, you know what I mean, like why are they asking for a cover letter for McDonald's? Like, don't even play.
Are they actually?
Yes. It's crazy.
Guys, someone hire Aiden, someone hire me, purposely, like, hopefully together, we're, like,
we
like
come as a pair.
To the pound, we're, like, we need, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, let's, do you want to introduce your last two songs to the end?
Yeah, I'll play my last two songs. So, I'm going to be playing Honest by Umaru. Come on. Beautiful.
Come on.
And then the song I found on, like, one of my Discover playlists a while, and then I listened to the group, and it's really good. It's Knife Fish by Oxus.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Well, and the cover's like a little fish. Beautiful.
I like the cover.
Yeah.
Let's tap in.
Play him.
glasses, count the times on one hand that I can remember feeling sometime alive. If I'm being honest, I'm totally selfish. Give me the energy I want it all.
Listen to Honest by Umaru and Nightfish by Oxus on CFRC.
Two bangers.
two bangers. Beautiful.
Let's talk about Adam McGoin's, is it 2009? Movie, Chloe? Let's talk about it.
With Amanda Seyfried and Julianne Moore.
Mm-hmm. And Liam Neeson.
We just watched that.
Yeah.
Come on. And who? Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't care about him. What else is he in?
He's in Taken, right?
All the Taken movies. Haven't seen that.
Right.
Okay, what else? I don't know him from nothing. All I know is my girl, Julianne Moore.
Right.
Oh, she's good at this. Is like, I could understand watching this movie and then casting her in May December.
Right, exactly. I think she's really good at playing, like, I don't know. There's something about the way she, like, holds herself. It's like, she's different. You know what I mean? She's not
she's
like
so different.
These other,
okay, essentially, the premise of this movie is this wife who's also a gynecologist is married to this husband who's like an opera teacher at university, and she suspects that her husband is cheating on her because he's like always flirting with people. So she hires this prostitute that she meets to pretend get with her husband and then report back to her. And the prostitute is Chloe, Amanda Seyfried. And she's really young in this movie.
By the way, her name in the movie is Sweeney. Her last name.
Oh, Chloe Sweeney.
Yeah, which is crazy because like her and Sydney Sweeney did Housemaid, but yeah.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, it gets unraveled that so she's like telling Julian Moore, like, oh yeah, like he slept with me and he did this and like he's doing all this stuff to me. And she's like low-key getting off on it. And then she sleeps with Chloe because she's like she has this weird thing where she thinks it's like bringing her close to her husband, like it makes her feel closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
But then, spoiler alert, guys, spoiler alert, okay, spoiler alert. Then she finds out that actually the entire time Amanda Seyfried was lying about having slept with her husband. He never did that. He never cheated on her.
Right.
She just wanted to be close to her. Like, come on, bruh. And then she does something crazy at the end. Ada, spill.
She falls backwards outside of a window and kills herself.
So after she does what? After she does what?
Oh, after she has sex with her teenage son. Crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy movie. And it's in Toronto.
Ratings. I do not think it deserved it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it was kind of beautiful. It was low-key Lynchian.
It was Lynchian. It was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know why people hate it.
No, I thought it was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
I love Amanda Seyfried. I'm just like so upset about the Testament of Anne Lee, like,
it's true.
No.
Well, let me introduce my last two songs and we can come back and end the episode. I'm going to be doing Bachelorette by Bjork. And I'm also going to be playing, That's Why You're Beautiful by Beyonce. This is when Beyonce did Midwest emo song for some reason and nobody talks about it. So let's play
it. So we're talking about it.
Yeah.
be told, look young, cause they got soul. That's why they're beautiful. And my heart used to be cold, so your hands laid on my soul, baby. And that's why you're beautiful. Tell myself, be patient now.